Live from Chicago, this is Bruce Dumont with our Beyond the Beltway analysis of national politics, featuring occasional injections of rumor and innuendo offered up by our panel of political insiders, pundits, power brokers, public servants, professors, and most importantly, plain-speaking Americans from coast to coast. Tonight, featuring commentary by Delmarie Cobb, Ray Hanania, Jennifer Nivens, and Chris Veronis. Our program tonight coming to you from our home base at the Museum of Broadcast Communications in Chicago, where our toll-free lines are open at 1-800-723-8289. That's 1-800-723-8289. If you'd like to email me a comment, it's Bruce Dumont at museum.tv. If you'd like to send me a tweet, it's at Dumo, at D-U-M-O. And, of course, you can join us on the World Wide Web, audio and video, every Sunday night, beyondthebeltway.com, including past shows as well. There are 22 days to go before Election Day. And, again, last week was a real knockdown, drag-out campaign for on both sides. And we're going to be talking about that as the program unfolds this evening. But first of all, we're going to begin by looking at a couple of polls that came out today, and they're somewhat divergent. First of all, NBC Wall Street Journal poll came out, and according to their survey, Hillary Clinton leads at 47%, Donald Trump at 37%, Gary Johnson at 7%, and Jill Stein at 2%. However, ABC, they came out with their poll, and they have Hillary Clinton ahead at 47%, Donald Trump, 43%, within the margin of error at 4 points. Now, if you dig deeper into the ABC numbers, you'll find some interesting things. First of all, there's been an 11-point drop in support for Hillary Clinton among women voters. Also, looking at how the parties are rallying behind their candidates, the next figure is 89% of Democrats are sticking with Hillary Clinton, 86% are sticking with Donald Trump, and that speaks to some of the issues that have come up this past week about establishment Republicans turning on Donald Trump. And also, 84% said they won't, this is women, 84% won't be affected, their vote will not be affected by the revelations last week of nine women coming forward accusing Donald Trump of inappropriate behavior. So, a lot's happened since the debate last week, which was right after our broadcast night. So let me ask you, Delmarie, how important is it to the Hillary Clinton campaign to continue to hammer Donald Trump? Isn't it about time that Hillary starts talking maybe a little bit more about positive things that she wants to do? I mean, the people that really don't like Donald Trump, don't we know those numbers are fairly high already?
So when is she hammering Donald Trump? At the debate?
That's part of it. But I mean, but insofar as the campaign talking about the allegations, I think they've done a very good job of basically shifting questions about WikiLeaks, and they've been talking about Donald Trump and his inappropriate actions.
Well, I think whenever you have Donald Trump and the first thing he does is pivot to the fact that, yes, I'm sorry, but Bill Clinton did X, Y, Z. I mean, that's one, not an apology, first of all. Secondly, is not taking responsibility for whatever you did. It's trying to deflect what happened with you and what people are saying about you in terms of the video tape or the audio tape that we heard. And so Hillary Clinton is responding to that, and I don't think that she's the one necessarily running with it, because if you remember when this all came out, she was doing debate prep. She was nowhere on the scene when the audio came out. So she was not the one who started it.
The media is basically carrying that story. Let me ask Jennifer Nivens. Jennifer, you're for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Based on the allegations that have come forward last week,
right,
as a Trump supporter, are you embarrassed by the things that have been said about Donald Trump? And are you embarrassed by the things that were on that tape?
Two separate issues there. As far as what was on the tape, yeah, it was just foolish talk. It was ridiculous. I cringed when I heard it. It wasn't something that I would want anybody, any man, and you know, that I knew, I would not want him to say something like that. That has been taken care of. That was apologized for. That was 11 years ago. That was when he was not in the Oval Office, and he wasn't even a politician at that time. Separate issue is this eruption of accusations that have come. People like Gloria Allred, who was a Clinton delegate, who is a Clinton supporter, Clinton advisor, representing two of these women right now. We've had other cases of accusers. They've come out, and lo and behold, Jessica Leeds, we can go into what her claims were, totally debunked. An armrest that didn't even exist in first class.
How have they been debunked?
Okay, Michelle, I can go through. Actually, I have several of them.
Before you
right
do
now.
That, I want to hear from Chris Varonis. Chris, you're in the public relations business. You're a Republican, but you're going to be supporting Gary Johnson.
That's right.
What is your reaction to the 9 accusations that have been made this week?
Disgusted. Just absolutely disgusted. Quite honestly, I want my party back. This is not.
So you believe them? You believe the women?
We have a tradition in this country, and I know Trump's very selective about what traditions he upholds.
Right.
Innocent until proven guilty. Here's a guy, though, who's on, he's been recorded with crass, vulgar, in a very crass and vulgar way, how he thinks about women. It's hard not to think that he didn't do this when he brags about going back Miss Teen USA and inspecting naked women.
Ray Hanania, I want to get you involved. You're a journalist. I want to get your reaction.
Was a journalist.
Last week on the debate, when Donald Trump apologized for what he said in the tape with Billy Bush, he said, that was just talk. There was no action on my part. By saying that, did he just lay down the gauntlet which caused the floodgates of all these accusers coming out? Had he not said that, would we have spent the last week with accuser after accuser?
Hillary's going to come out with all that stuff. I blame her. I do not blame people just coming out of the field saying, oh, this guy groped me. I never heard any of these stories. This guy's been on TV for 30 years, and I've never heard any of these stories until he decided to enter politics. And his only fault
that's not true.
Well,
this
is true.
Always
it really
was.
Is true.
It wasn't surprising to me. This always was Donald Trump.
No,
from the 70s
it never
present.
Was. We ne-
are you
I never
me?
Heard this. Yeah,
have you listened
I
to Howard
did.
Stern? You listen to Howard Stern.
Listen, I did listen to Howard Stern having a casual entertainment conversation about what do you think of the Iraq War, and suddenly that became his official vote. To support Iraq,
but here's
she
my,
voted
but
Iraq.
Here's my point. Here's my point.
Back to the
fact that he said on the debate this was only talk.
You know what
it reminds me of? It reminds me of Gary Hart, because Gary Hart challenged the national media. Follow
Listen,
me. There were
look
rumors.
At,
follow
look,
me. And I, they followed. They followed him for about 24 hours, and everybody.
I don't
and
know.
All the
I've covered politics 40 years, and I've seen it all. I saw this exact same scenario with Bill Clinton, and the media treated him so differently. Right. This was a great story, but they have him on tape talking about women. But the bigger issue to me is, why didn't the media look at all these accusations by these 10 or 11 women that Hillary was bullying, that Hillary was directing the response? Hillary was on TV defending him. You know, if I were, it would bother me that did she ever take this guy to task? That's a character issue that I think needs to be addressed.
Well, does
now, I understand that,
that
the other side doesn't agree. Did
she ever take Bill Clinton to task?
You don't think she took Bill Clinton to task? No, because they're standing together right now for the very
the most
reason.
Memorable picture in our minds, that is seared in our minds, is the day that they were going to
Baloney.
Camp David Chelsea and
so
Bill and the dog. No, she's been
no,
angry.
No. I agree. That was a riveting picture, but we're going to talk more about it when we come back. 1-800-723-8289. Is there a statute of limitation on sexual harassment? What do you think? Back shortly.
A historic moment from the archives at museum.tv.
Thank you all very much, Admiral Kelly, Captain Card, officers and sailors of the USS Abraham Lincoln, my fellow Americans. Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
Experience more history at museum.tv.
My name is Johnny Carson. My job is to make you laugh.
Johnny Carson brings you TV legends and classic moments every night on Antenna TV.
Don't make fun of me, Johnny.
And now through October, don't miss Here's Johnny, the making of The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson at the Museum of Broadcast Communications in Chicago. It's a must-see collection of Johnny's stage props, costumes, video, and more. For more info and tickets, go to museum.tv.
And Del Marie, during the break, there was a lot of discussion about Bill and Hillary and accusations. Speak to the critics of Hillary Clinton who believe that she was involved in a campaign to disparage any woman that came forward and made allegations against Bill.
Well, all I know is what I'm hearing from the media, and that is that they have found no proof of that, that she had a active role other than what she said. We all know what she said in the beginning in terms of Monica Lewinsky, and this was a vast right-wing conspiracy, so we all know about that. But, you know, all of this in terms of Bill Clinton was litigated at that time by not only Congress but also the Court of Public Opinion, and he was impeached. And the fact that he is a third person in this race, and that's because of Donald Trump that he's a third person in this race, and it's because there's very little else that Donald Trump has to talk about in terms of substance.
Did Donald Trump ask for this because he brought up Bill Clinton in the debate last week?
Probably, Chris? But I think this thing was in the pipeline all along. Like in the last 2 to 3 weeks, there's going to be more that's going to come out.
But my point, it was in the pipeline for Donald Trump. It was not in the pipeline for the media to touch this story at all. I mean, the reason we're talking about Donald Trump tonight is because what Donald Trump said last week.
Right.
And also, Donald Trump is the one that said many months ago that he was going to, if he felt that he was personally attacked on the women's issue, which he was going to bring up Bill Clinton. So that happened, and he did it.
But he was bringing up Bill Clinton even before that.
He did, but not to the extent that he did last week in the debate.
I think either the Hillary Clinton campaign did this, or these women just independently came out. And there's one moment when he said, no, I didn't do any of this.
That's right.
Where many of them cited that's the reason why they came forward.
Jennifer. Okay. Yeah, Chris, you had mentioned during the break, and in what way have these women been debunked? I've got a few great examples here. First of all, the attorney for two of these women, Gloria Allred, is a Clinton delegate, a Clinton advisor. WikiLeaks
and
shows.
A media hog.
Absolutely.
She's
nothing if not predictable. Let's just put Gloria Allred.
We get that.
Well, it's a big point. Okay, we have that. We've got Jessica Leeds, whose story has been debunked not only by the fact.
You can't say it's been debunked.
Hold on, Chris, you need to hold on 1 second. She's the one that claims that he lifted up an armrest in a plane in first class where that model 707, a brand of flight. First of all, there was no 707 on the flight that she claims.
She was the one that he also made comment about her looks.
That's right. And that he lifted up the armrest and had his way with her for 12 minutes. She didn't do anything about it. There was an eyewitness that came forward who was sitting across from them and says nothing like that happened. And furthermore, there is no armrest on a first class seat in a 707.
Is it just on that issue? First of all, it's how many years? It's 50. How many years later?
That was 1979. Okay, right.
Long time ago. Here's my question to everybody. And I asked this before we went to break. What is the statute of limitation on a sexual harassment or sexual assault case? Just around the table, what do you think, Del Marie?
Well, I think that what it is a pattern, and that if there's an ongoing pattern of sexual harassment, that makes it relevant. So there is no statute of limitations if the practice continues.
Do you believe that in 1979, had she stood up on that plane or yelled out in that plane, hey, stop doing that to me?
Right.
Do you think anyone in that first class section would have done anything? Would there have been a report by Braniff Airlines? I'm asking this question, not that I'm saying she should. I'm just saying that seems to be a way that you could stop something of that, not after allegedly, this is your allegation, 15 minutes.
Right.
Bruce, I agree with you 100%. I've had that happen to me, and that's exactly what I did in a public place, but there are people who don't do that. And to say that because she didn't do that, that there was something now derelict about her. I think that's an issue too.
Let's go further.
About making diminishing her.
Let's give Jessica Leeds just for a second the benefit of the doubt. Let's move on to Mindy McIlvray, who says that she was groped by Donald Trump in a 2003 concert with Ray Charles at Mar-a-Lago. There was no such concert in 2003 with Ray Charles at that resort. It didn't happen at all. In fact, reporters have documented that he wasn't even there. We can go on and on. We have Barbara Ress that was
okay. We don't want to litigate all 11 of these, but again, I want to go back to our media guru tonight. Ray, how much of this is legitimate discussion and how much of it is piling on or a division of the Clinton for President campaign?
Well, first of all, I think that this isn't a typical election. This is not two insiders fighting each other from the inside, two establishment people fighting, and the media take sides. You have a outsider fighting an insider, and an insider is going to get much fairer treatment from the media, much more support. Mm. Lester Holt's performance on that first debate was really disgusting.
Terrible.
And I've known Lester Holt for years. And I say that I like the guy. He just, you know, I won't even use the word, but what he did was terrible. Mm-hmm. So there, to me, it's clear that the media is out to get Trump, and he's an easy target because he doesn't use the language. He doesn't smile.
This is the same.
The Trump Chris. Is an easy target because Trump is his own enemy. It's the most
Hillary
devastating
Clinton
ads.
Is an easy
hold
target,
on, Ray.
But
hold
the
on,
media
hold on.
Isn't the going after her.
The most devastating ads that are out there from Hillary are his words. They're outtakes, unedited outtakes of Donald Trump.
And on the topic
and
of her
and hold
ads,
on, Jeffrey, and
on the,
and hold
no,
on.
You know what? On the topic
those
of her ads,
it's him. This is the guy who you have a guy mm-hmm. who walks backstage to inspect women, and like that whole Billy Bush thing. You know, a lot of people said that in the court of law, what he said would be admissible. That is sexual harassment. But you know, I think one thing that's being underreported that I kind of saw is the spitefulness of women. This guy's got some kind of perverse hatred and spitefulness of
totally
women.
Totally disagree. That's
I went at her like
wow.
A bitch.
Go into a locker room, Chris.
That's
go into any locker room.
No.
Billy Bush is
going to
be
Jennifer,
back on
different.
Television.
It's different.
It's not.
But the other thing,
Del Marie,
Bruce, is that when the media were giving Donald Trump $3 billion of free media,
right.
They were his friend.
Right.
Now they're suddenly his enemy, and they have it in for him. If you look at the coverage of Hillary Clinton over the years, the coverage of Hillary Clinton has been absolutely biased forever, and it hasn't changed. And you can I can tell from when I'm on it and when I do interviews. Every question is given to me from the vantage point of Donald Trump. I'm not asked about Hillary. I'm not asked about the issues. I'm asked speak to something he said, and you've got to respond.
Or about responding to WikiLeaks. I mean, lately, media people, because you've been a spokesman for her, I mean, you're asked about those questions as well.
Of course.
Here's a question I would ask. The women who have come forward the last week, where were they in the primaries?
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
If any of these women had come forward during the primaries, Chris, I'm going to ask you. You're the PR guy.
What would have been
the reaction?
It's a fair question. I can't say I've been a victim of sexual harassment. I don't know what it feels like. From what I hear, a lot of women sit on it. They're fearful about going public. There's a lot of complex emotional and psychological.
You know what?
Hold on. But I could see. I think I could see objectively how it could be a thumb in their eye if like a noxious person like Trump comes out and says, "I didn't do it." I could see why that would set some people off.
Wow.
But I'm not underestimating political chicanery, the Hillary campaign's
behind.
We
have a man who is a billionaire, and we have about 11 women, maybe 12 women now, who've claimed that he has treated them wrong. He done them wrong. They never tried to shake him down in a court of law, never filed a suit against him. A target-rich environment, a billionaire. But no, it's 3 weeks before the election. information, and all of a sudden we have eruptions of all these women coming forward claiming they were triggered by the second debate that he creamed her in, and they were triggered, and all of a sudden they're coming out with stories that are not verified. They are being debunked one by one, and their lawyer in
actually,
two cases
not,
is
Jennifer.
Somebody. Yes, they are. If you want to go through them, I have five
examples. We're not going to go through anymore, but Ray, I want to come back to my question. Had he not said what he said last week, he invited this, and they came forward. I do believe that there was some complicity. We didn't have 11 people pop up without some coordination.
Yeah. Well, I believe there was coordination, and I do think that this was all planned.
For the debate.
Right.
And I think that Hillary and Bill, they're the smartest politicians that are out there. I'm not going to say they're dumb. These guys are very smart. They know the system very well. They plan all this. I think they manipulate a lot of things. Just ask Bernie Sanders how he got manipulated out of winning the Democratic primary, in my opinion. Yep. There are a lot of people who believe that this is all being orchestrated, and not just men like me. A lot of women believe that.
Absolutely.
And I think that the base on both sides are still pretty strong. And when you showed the polls up there, what really bothered me the most? And this is an example of media bias. When Hillary is up 47 and Donald Trump is at 43, mm-hmm. It's Hillary's at 47 and she's surging ahead. But when Trump is at 47 and Hillary's at 43, it's, and by the way, Hillary's within the margin
of
error.
And that's funny because that is not what I heard all day today. What I heard all day today was that it
You're
was within the margin of error. That is what I heard all day today. So in
well,
other
let's
words,
talk about all
neck
month.
And neck.
Let's talk about all
let's
month.
Let's talk about all month.
Yes, all
because
month.
All
that's
month,
all I've heard.
No, that is not.
Yes, it is.
I mean,
but the other part of what Del Marie is saying is it's not only is it within the margin of error, but it's this close after a horrible week for Donald Trump.
Right.
Trump has a solid base and it's not going away. And it's not about politics. It's not about disrespect to women. It's about getting out of the insider establishment. They want change.
The question is, in 22 days, what case can he make between now and the debate? And what can he do after the debate? That's the point. He's got to reach beyond his base. Back shortly from Chicago.
If you look hard enough, go off the beaten track far enough, you'll find an America teeming with the unusual, the odd, the downright strange.
I'm Will Klinger, and I'm your guide on a package tour we like to call
Wild Travels.
Join me for a new season of Wild Travels, Sundays at 10:30 p.m. on WTTW Channel 11.
The Museum of Broadcast Communications is Chicago's perfect place for senior citizens. Enjoy a stroll down memory lane. Reminisce as museum artifacts, photos, and classic TV shows trigger recollections from your childhood. Enjoy the TLC you'll receive from our expert tour guides. Discounts for groups of 20 or more. Schedule yours right now at museum.tv or call 312-245-8200. Plan your fun trip now at the Museum of Broadcast Communications.
Yeah.
Bruce Dumont back in Chicago. Thanks very much for joining us. Before we go back to discussion, and we've got a lot of callers on the line, we'll bring them in. I want to make a special announcement. Anyone within the sound of my voice who is listening to us in Chicago or watching us on television in Chicago, on Sunday, November 6th, we are doing a live Beyond the Beltway broadcast from Carthage College in Kenosha, Wisconsin, both the radio show and the television show, Sunday night, November 6th. We're going to be doing it live from 6 to 8 p.m. If you would like to attend, RSVP, you do so by going to RSVP at Carthage, Carthage.edu. That's RSVP at CarthageCollege.edu. And again, we'd love to see as many of you who listen and watch this show. It's the final show of campaign 2016. We're going to Wisconsin, which is still viewed as a swing state. And believe it or not, we're doing it from the home district of Speaker Paul Ryan. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we get a lot of turnout, people who like Donald Trump and don't like Donald Trump, as well as people that love Hillary Clinton. Again, your opportunity to be part of the final broadcast of Beyond the Beltway for campaign 2016. Not the final broadcast ever, hopefully, but the final broadcast of the campaign. Let's go to Kim listening to us in Chicago on WCGO. Go ahead, Kim, you're on the air.
Hey, Bruce, with all of the double standards related to Trump, there are two issues that could still bring down both Obama and Hillary, but the media won't cover. The first is a new book called Obama and the Murder of Don Young. It covers Don Young, who is the gay choir director of...
Okay, let's go. That, sir, that's too far afield. Bring us back to something that everybody listening knows about.
Okay, but the point is, with Mayor Daley's nephew, it took 9.5 years for him to...
Kim, we're going to move on because you're talking beyond to a national audience. They have no idea what you're talking
Let's
about.
Let's just say that he is pointing out media bias, though. We'll give us one point.
Okay. Dave, in Cleveland, Ohio, go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay, two things. Gloria Aldrich and
Allred. Allred.
Allred, sorry. The tape. NBC had that tape and they held it since August. They could have released it. That shows direct media bias. Mm-hmm. And it shows a calculated assassination of a candidate through the media. Mm-hmm. Now,
one point, Dave. We don't know absolutely positively that they had that tape since August. We don't know that. They discovered it in their archives. We don't know when they discovered it, but we don't know positively that they discovered it in August.
Well, it's very hard to believe that the timing as they did it, that it wasn't calculated, right. Absolutely calculated.
By the way, one thing about NBC, we should have known, since one of the alleged indiscretions was delivered by a former apprentice participant, if that's true, she had an obligation and I think a responsibility to go to NBC at that time and make an allegation against Donald Trump. Or if NBC did have this information and sit on it, you know, he was an employee of NBC. He was making hundreds of millions of dollars for NBC at that particular time. But also,
absolutely,
let's keep in mind for the last year and a half, I mean, they've been dealing with, you know, allegations against Bill Cosby as well.
Also, Gloria has never come to the aid of those women back in the days when they had the allegations involving Bill Clinton and Hillary. And so there is that bias there. So it kind of touches on both of those. And I think that it appears that they pulled them out because they could go after a, quote, class action, maybe in their heads, Gloria getting to come and talk, thinking, well, more people get jump on the bandwagon. But it doesn't look right. It doesn't look right at all.
I think the question on the issue of whether this is about media fairness or not, I think a question, and I ask this question. If there's allegations made against someone, why should it take so long for them to call it to someone's attention? I don't know whether I have a clear answer to the question I'm asking is, but if something has been devastating to you, why does it take 11 or 15 or 20 years for it to... that you want to you talk about it. Mm-hmm. And again, that comes in all kinds of allegations against all kinds of people that have been made. It's what if it was so devastating, why don't you talk about it at that moment? Or
exactly.
Again,
because
if you're
it
working,
was never relevant in the campaign until that debate.
Or it was never made relevant by the media.
It was never made relevant. The issue.
We're not
once
talking
it became
about
the issue,
we're not
was
talking
relevant.
About whether or not I'm not talking about whether or not it was relevant in a presidential campaign. I'm talking about for people who are making these allegations. And by the way, I don't dismiss them out of hand because, you know, the image of Donald Trump is already out there, painted by Donald Trump.
In some ways, it's not surprising.
These are believable.
Yeah.
You know, if you would have said this was about Orrin Hatch, I'd say maybe not so. Or Mitt Romney.
I don't, you know, Bruce, I don't object to them attacking him saying that he did this to women. What I object to and what I think that a lot of voters object to is this idea that he's the only one, that somehow he's different. Let me finish. Yes, people say that all the time.
Go ahead, Ray.
When you deny that Hillary had some role in defending Bill Clinton, you say that. I disagree. All right, Del, you said that, right? Okay. And I respect you. We've known each other forever. But there's a feeling out there that there is a double standard, that the issue is hypocrisy. And I think what he said is disgusting. I accepted his apology when he said it in the second debate. I saw it as an apology.
Between now, this is a question for everybody. Dave, thank you for your call. Everybody, I want to respond to this question. Between now and Election Day, is running against the news media the ripest target for him to use in the campaign, Ray?
I think so. I think they're the easiest targets.
It's a winning issue. You know, the Washington Examiner came out with a story on the 14th, and they did a poll. They had Gallup. They had the Press Institute. They had the Pew Research Institute. And they also had Facebook. And they asked their readers, how many of you trust the mainstream media? And the highest percentage was from Gallup at 32%. And then the lowest was actually the Pew Institute at 7% of people were buying what the mainstream media tells them. Do you get your news from an alternate source other than the mainstream media?
So the answer to my question is you think it's
a target-rich environment, yes.
Well, Marie?
I think it's a talking point. I think it's red meat for his supporters. This is what they want to hear. They want to hear that the election is rigged. They want to hear all those things. They want to hear, you know, go to the polls and make sure the people are voting one time. And those are the things they want to hear because that's what they want to believe.
I agree with that, but I want to ask one follow-up, then I want to get Chris's response. If you are one of the few people out there who is, let's say, undecided or you don't follow a lot of media, would you say that the coverage this past week, which if you will not acknowledge that it's piling on, it's pretty close to piling on, the way in which the networks covered that story for several days and the significant lesser amount of time that was spent to some of the allegations that came out through WikiLeaks. And by the way, it was an interesting thing on virtually every report, NBC I'll reference, they said in the report, they say NBC News has not verified these allegations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, how often, if ever, have I ever heard on a network newscast that something is being broadcast
right.
that has not been verified by that network? I don't think I've ever heard that mm-hmm. to the extent. And by the way, it may have happened on ABC, it may have happened on CBS, mm-hmm. but it happened. So in other words, here is a report that you're saying you can't verify this report, but yet you're putting it on. It's the lead of Lester Holt's Evening News,
absolutely.
Where they spent, you know, almost, you know, 20 minutes discussing on one night. So I'm just saying is for the people that are out there that are not the dyed-in-the-wool Trump people, can an objective person look at that and say, wow, they're really piling on?
You know,
this
if this was any different, if the coverage of Donald Trump and the allegation that he assaulted these women were any different than any other time that I've seen the media pile on somebody, then I would say, oh my God, they're doing something different to him. But that is not the case. We know that the media does this all the time. We've seen it a million times. So this is not anything different. This is what happens when you put yourself out there, and whether it's right or wrong, I'm not saying it's right, but whether it's right or wrong, the media does it. And we've seen it time and time and again.
Del Marie, it's a little bit different now because WikiLeaks has brought to light, and I know, Chris, you need to go, but it has brought to light the extreme media bias. It's not even a question anymore. The big conspiracy theory, it ain't a conspiracy theory anymore.
I know what's happening. I want to hear
Chris's
You asked about the media.
My question.
You asked about the media, and I don't think anyone on this table could disagree that the media is populated with liberally minded, mm-hmm. white, upper income from the coasts professionals. That's who the media is. By definition, if they're not going to vote Democratic, they're going to be liberal-leaning, which means they're going to favor or give slack to the Democratic candidate. That's a fact. That's been with us since the beginning of the time.
And that's a problem.
And hold on,
and
Jennifer.
That's a
and hold
problem,
on. And you know
Chris.
What I would say? I would say get over it. I would say we all know this.
Would you get over it if it was populated by Republicans?
Stop.
Would you get over it? No,
hold
you
on.
Would not.
Hold
on. That's
hold
a cop
on.
Out.
Hold on. Hold on.
Finish up.
One
final
point.
Follow up. Go ahead.
Republicans win, even though we have a liberal.
Even
media.
Though we got to fight
one.
Against those people you just named.
And two, Exhibit A of why Donald Trump would lose is this conversation. We are 43 minutes into this segment. We're talking about wrong. Sexual harassment.
Wrong.
Voters don't care about wrong. The media. They don't
wrong.
Care about Anderson
wrong.
Cooper.
Then why are
they
the media?
What,
then
what,
why is the media pushing
it?
Why is
me?
The media pushing it?
That's the problem. And so Trump could go after the media. It won't matter.
You're
Chris,
wrong.
Your description of the media being overwhelmingly liberal, I agree with that.
Yes.
I don't think anybody at the table really disagrees with that. Have you seen it be as egregious as it has been in the last 3 weeks?
The reason why I've, and by the way, the media is no friend of Hillary Clinton.
Exactly. WikiLeaks proves you wrong, sir.
Hold on. Donna Brazil probably fed him a question. I get that.
Wrong.
Donna Brazil is. It was,
I have Chris on stage with me.
This is incorrect.
Hold on. Hillary is a bad candidate.
Yes.
She's distrusted by the media.
Definitely.
But the reason why the media is so out for Trump is because you've got the singly most obnoxious candidate we've ever had.
By being overtly against Trump, does it help him get votes amongst people who will feel sorry for him? Yeah. Back shortly
on the margins.
The beauty of Amlink's interior landscape is that we can come in, work with your budget, and create a fit that makes sense for your facility at that time. Our goal is to create foliage designs that not only look incredible the day we put them in, but you can go back 2 years later and it is still maintained and has grown as a perfect fit for that customer's environment.
Call Amlinks now at 888-880-TREE.
A historic moment from the archives at museum.tv.
There can be no stable and enduring peace without the participation of the People's Republic of China and its 750 million people. That is why I have undertaken initiatives in several areas to open the door for more normal relations between our two countries.
Experience more history at museum.tv.
We're back in Chicago. Now, Chris, answer to the question. Yeah. Is this potentially over the top? Is there too much piling on with Donald Trump, and he can become a sympathetic figure to people who may not be following all the intricacies of this?
So you're asking, is the media going overboard with 24/7 coverage? Yes. It's happening without question. But what I'm saying is Donald Trump is not Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney doesn't offend like a Jake Tapper and Anderson Cooper to the core. Donald Trump does. So I'm saying whether you like it or not,
the media
that
loves
explains
people that don't offend him.
I'm saying that explains why they're going overboard.
No, but the media have gone overboard on the emails as well. On Hillary Clinton's emails. This has been going on for months and months and months and months.
When the
FBI comes out with a decision and we still reject the decision no matter what, and he's a Republican.
And
so
James
now you're
Comey,
like Donald
James,
Trump.
Excuse me, and James so, Comey exactly. is a Clinton Foundation donor, okay? And James Comey,
maybe
former,
it's because they do good
me,
work and don't spend their
me,
money on portraits.
Me, excuse me. James Comey also admitted.
And paying off vendors.
Delmarie, James Comey also admitted, okay, that she was extremely reckless and careless. And he also
I'm not
said,
saying
and,
that he
and
didn't
Delmarie,
say that.
He also made
but
the statement
Jennifer,
that
you interrupted me first.
Delmarie,
I didn't finish my thought.
Let
so you know what?
Let her finish. Let her
Delmarie,
finish.
He Delmarie, he also.
No. Let Delmarie finish her
so
thought.
So I wasn't finishing my thought. So that's what I was saying in terms of the disproportionate coverage on her emails, which is still being brought up over and over and over. So I don't feel sorry for Donald Trump and this past week when he is a monster of the media's making, and there was no problem with that during the primary. And when we keep talking about WikiLeaks, if WikiLeaks was, why aren't they going after Donald Trump? They're only going after Hillary Clinton. So we're quoting WikiLeaks over and over for Hillary, but where's all the leaks for Donald Trump?
The emails don't
because
exist.
No, because we're trying to
Jennifer,
make sure
wanted,
he's the president.
You wanted to make a point?
No.
You were making a point?
Yeah, well, I don't even know where to go with that.
Let me make this comment at WikiLeaks.
Good.
In the past, when the WikiLeaks revelations have come out prior to this campaign, the news media of the world took them as gospel. Now, the Clinton campaign is saying, and media people are saying, the allegations in WikiLeaks, they're not taking them as gospel. Yeah. They're challenging them, and basically that is following the comments that were put in initially by Robbie Mook, the campaign manager, that the Russians somehow are behind all of this negative publicity. So they're trying to inoculate themselves that the Russians are behind this. The head of National Intelligence last week acknowledged, a former head, who's now on the Clinton campaign support team, said that the Russians are behind this. So any knock potentially is being viewed by the Clinton campaign as part of this mass conspiracy involving Russia and Vladimir Putin.
But Julian Assange said months ago that these leaks were going to be dropped.
Yes, he did.
So, yeah. I mean, so obviously this was tactical.
Oh, yes.
This was not by accident that this all happened. What they didn't know is that Donald Trump would have something that trumped that.
Well, what's interesting?
Way, no, don't tell me you believe in these conspiracy theories.
Oh, my God.
Let me make this. I'm going to make this comment because I said before the last break, insofar as the issue that I think still has some, it has the ability to possibly sink Hillary Clinton. That's if Donald Trump knows what to do with it, and I'm not confident he does.
Absolutely
because,
not.
Frankly, the WikiLeaks, too much, it's too muddy, it's too murky. Mm-hmm. The emails, everybody feels that they know everything about the emails. Mm-hmm. The case, by the way, that was discovered by ABC News through their Freedom of Information Act about the Clinton Foundation and what they did or did not do in Haiti, that's a little link. They can connect the dots. If Donald Trump can hammer that and connect the dots, he's going to take something that is it feeds the narrative that a lot of people have about Hillary is corrupt and she used the State Department to help friends of Bill.
But you know, why does Donald Trump have to connect all those dots? Ordinarily, you would have
immediate.
I know that, but ordinarily you would have immediate. We're looking at Hillary here; they help her connect every dot that she can. They have a lot to investigate here. The Haiti stuff has been out for a long time. Haitians protesting against the Clinton Foundation has been out for a long time. They've done nothing with that story, but the onus is always on Trump to do it. I agree that Trump has to step up like he did in the last debate. He's got to step up and make issues known.
Right, that's the point. Anytime the candidate speaks, there's no person who has the ability to change the political dialogue quicker than Donald Trump. You can do it in a tweet.
That's absolutely true. But the media has no interest.
He uses his tweets against himself.
He's not
out of control. Ray.
Listen, I think the most significant thing about this discussion is that the one representative for Gary Johnson is really kind of defending Trump more or attacking Trump and defending Hillary. And that discourages me because I know that with Gary in the race,
well, Ray,
Hillary cannot win.
Ray,
so I want to help you.
The reason why is because I got to tell you, I don't want to win like this. I don't. I don't want to win with a candidate who is a fraud, who's been on either side of every single major issue in this campaign, and who is incompetent. And Bruce, you said it. You said it. This guy swings for the fences. He's got an astounding lack of discipline. He could make this about WikiLeaks. Instead, it's about this woman who he harassed. It's her look. She's ugly. I'm going to tweet 3 a.m. in the morning. This guy is running a campaign like he wants to lose. He's playing defense all the time.
And yet he's still doing
aside,
well.
Very put well. Aside any semblance of responsibility or any norm of decency because let's just put that aside. Let's just look at winning. Trump does not want to win when he pulls out of Virginia. When he's got
he didn't half pull
the
out
field
of Virginia.
Offices,
he didn't
he's got
pull
half
out of
the
Virginia.
Field offices the state that of Hillary does. Yes.
Do you know
he still has some operations?
Like the ground game, Hillary is going to eat him alive.
I doubt it.
And that's the astounding
reason,
thing.
Why
this guy does not want to live.
Why
win.
Is
Hillary
does not want to win?
Ray, the reason Hillary's going to lose
defense
Ray,
all
Chris,
the time.
Ray.
Chris, the reason Hillary's going to lose, in my opinion, is because just this conversation again, nobody is talking about the real issues. She does have a better handle on the real issues, but we've never discussed anything about nuclear weapons. We haven't discussed anything about immigration. We're not talking about social issues. We're talking about personality, and when this debate is about personality,
Trump's driving
Trump
that, right?
Gonna, yeah, and
Trump
you know what?
Driving
and Hillary
that train.
Has the ability to change it, but she hasn't been able to do that, and that's one reason why she's
We're
not
gonna
that
We're
going to
pause.
Good.
Back with more. Another 4 hour coming up. Don't go away. I'm Bruce Dumont.
Everyone loves vacationing in Florida, so why not experience it as it was meant to be, where turquoise Gulf waters meet tranquil island beaches. Feel the powder-soft sand between your toes. Revel in a glorious island sunset. Shop the boutiques of a seaside village. Ride horseback along tranquil waters. This is Bradenton, Anna Maria Island, Longboat Key. Real, authentic Florida, where you can discover an intimate downtown and sip cappuccino at a sidewalk cafe. Catch fresh fish for dinner. even tour a working winery. Just minutes from all the rest Florida has to offer. Bradenton, Anna Maria Island, Longboat Key. Plan your visit online at BradentonGulfIslands.com. That's BradentonGulfIslands.com.
The beauty of Amling's interior landscape is that we can come in, work with your budget, and create a fit that makes sense for your facility at that time. Our goal is to create foliage designs that not only look incredible the day we put them in, but you can go back 2 years later and it is still maintained and has grown as a perfect fit for that customer's environment.
Call Amling's now at 888-880-TREE.
If you look hard enough, go off the beaten track far enough, you'll find an America teeming with the unusual, the odd, the downright strange.
I'm Will Klinger, and I'm your guide on a package tour we like to call
Wild Travels. Join me for a new season of Wild Travels, Sundays at 10:30 p.m. on WTTW Channel 11.
My name is Johnny Carson. My job is to make you laugh.
Johnny Carson brings you TV legends and classic moments every night.
Don't make fun of me, Johnny.
And now through October, don't miss Here's Johnny, the making of The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson at the Museum of Broadcast Communications in Chicago. It's a must-see collection of Johnny's stage props, costumes, video, and more. For more info and tickets, go to museum.tv.
A historic moment from the archives at museum.tv.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people. Thank you.
Experience more history at museum.tv.
Back in Chicago, we continue with Beyond the Beltway. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. And again, we've got lots of callers on the line. Let's go to Bob listening to in Houston, Texas on POTUS XM Satellite Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Bruce. How's it going? Great show tonight.
Thank you, sir.
I read that Matt Drudge is supposed to drop a bombshell next week about Hillary Clinton, that he claims to be a real game changer in this election.
Well, he does that frequently. Let me ask you this. What, in your view, would be a bombshell?
Well, let me tell you, based on the hints that I have read that have been dropped, the bombshell that I think it's going to be, and of course it's the one that I've always hoped would be broadcast and be newsworthy, is the fact that, or hopefully the fact, that she would be coming out as a lesbian, and also that she has some type of ties with underage girls. Again, this is about the hints, reading between the lines of the posts that Matt Drudge has dropped.
Okay. All right. First of all, we say at the beginning of the program, we've dealt with rumor and innuendo. That is clearly a rumor and innuendo. I don't want to necessarily dignify the report, because then I would be doing exactly what I just blasted NBC for doing. So, but I want to put something in context. I want to ask you a reverse question, if I will. And this may speak to a thought I have. I'll make my comment. You tell me whether you agree with it. There's been so much said and written about the WikiLeaks. There's been so much said and written about emails. I think to the average voter who has not yet decided, it's either gone in one ear, out the other, or over their head, and they're not going to be swayed by that, because it's to them, it's mush. It's muddled. Which emails are we talking about? What do you mean? Was there anything really damaging in the emails that came out recently? I don't know. Is there complicity between Hillary Clinton's campaign and the media? Well, most people think it is. So what's news about that? So I don't think there's anything out there right now on the email issue or on the WikiLeaks issue that is going to impact anybody. I do think that's still something that is believable, and it underscores her weakness is, did she, as the Secretary of State, did she use her influence to help donors to the Clinton Foundation? Now, that is an issue that the national news media has done some research on. And as I said a couple of segments ago, to me, those are some dots that can be easily connected if we have a candidate, Donald Trump, who can do it. And I do believe it is the candidate's responsibility to do it. And then the news media's responsibility is to follow up on it. But he should be hammering that every day, whether it's the issue of uranium to Russia and Bill Clinton giving speeches to Russia, or whether it's a relationship, on this the Haiti misgivings, right, that friends of Bill got a big piece of U.S. aid that was going there.
Right.
Bobby, what do you think of that?
Well, I don't dispute you on that. I do believe that a lot of it falls upon party lines. Those who support Hillary are not going to believe, or they're not going to allow certain information, no matter how true or false that it is, to impact their vote. And I strongly believe the same thing with the Donald Trump campaign.
I'm going to ask Delmarie a question. Delmarie, the fact that we are dealing, at least in this particular issue, with Haitians, who everyone knows they have gone through more despair than probably any country on earth in the last 20 years, does the fact that they are black, could that have some reaction, negative reaction, within the African-American community if it appears that the Clintons are trying to make money on someone else's devastating experiences?
Of course it would be impactful if, in fact, something like that came out and we actually had proof that, to a large degree, no help was given to them based on what was promised to them by George Bush and by Bill Clinton. Yes, it would be impactful because we all know that, Haiti is one of the few countries that was independent. It is independent, and it has been devastated repeatedly, not just from the natural disasters,
right,
but it has been devastated because of benign neglect,
right,
over decades.
Yep. Including the Bill Clinton administration.
Including all of the U.S. administrations.
See, I think, Bob, you're suggesting the A-bomb is A-bomb squared, but I would think that this other one is still has great political impact if the story can connect the dots. We'll see whether we can do it. We move on to Youngstown, Ohio. Alan is listening to us on WKBN. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, people. Look, this stuff with this sex talk is just such a waste of time. We just spoke about this 2 weeks ago, how Trump can be distracted by nonsense, and apparently the American public is just too eager to follow along. What he has to do is point out that Clinton's economic plans are a sure disaster. It's been proven that we've gained nothing through the last 8 years economically. This lousy 1% GDP growth is absolutely horrendous. Why in the world would we want to elect somebody who's going to continue this way? But the most interesting...
Go ahead, Alan. Chris has got a comment, and we'll go back to you. Chris?
So I agree with everything you said, Alan. Are you disappointed with Donald Trump for this extreme incompetence for keeping the focus on the issues and WikiLeaks and Hillary Clinton?
Well, actually, I am disappointed, but I have two options, and I cannot possibly go with the Clinton option.
Well,
his frustration with Donald Trump is typical, but he still is not going to support Hillary Clinton. That's what I'm hearing.
And what I'm saying is that's fine, but I guess the big question here is, At what cost are you willing to support Donald Trump? I mean, is there anything like what if there was an allegation of child molestation? Would you still support him?
That's no.
That is a really dumb statement that you're making right now, Chris.
Do you know what?
Why are you throwing that out?
A federal judge.
Like the caller that talked about.
Hold on. A federal judge gave a court date December 13th. For a 13-year-old. There's an allegation out there. There's a court hearing December 13th after the election. Fact. New York Daily News, who's covered Trump.
And there
Trump.
Are similar and rumors so, about the other side. Chris, yeah, what are we
but
getting
you're
into
offended
here,
when the
Chris?
Caller brings up being a lesbian with Hillary, but it's okay to bring up the stuff about him
ridiculous.
Being a child
Chris,
molester.
I mean, that's just
why
ridiculous.
Why don't we go to the issue?
Well,
that's
right.
All we were going to go
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
Here is the frustration, Alan. Here is the frustration I think that Alan has. And I said this a couple of weeks ago on this program. I do believe there's a real large body of people out there who really feel they have been mistreated by the government. I think the same constituency existed back in 1992 with Ross Perot. And I think what Trump has been able to do is really dig even deeper and unearth even more frustration. But here's the frustration. I think each constituencies, whether it was 1992 or now, it deserves a better, more articulate vessel to make their case. And when Donald Trump says stupid things, he hurts himself and he hurts everyone that supports him. Back shortly from Chicago.
A historic moment from the archives at museum.tv.
Thank you all very much, Admiral Kelly, Captain Card, officers and sailors of the USS Abraham Lincoln, my fellow Americans, major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
Experience more history at museum.tv.
My name is Johnny Carson. My job is to make you laugh.
Johnny Carson brings you TV legends and classic moments every night on Antenna TV.
Don't make fun of me, John.
And now through October, don't miss Here's Johnny, the making of The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson at the Museum of Broadcast Communications in Chicago. It's a must-see collection of Johnny's stage props, costumes, video, and more. For more info and tickets, go to museum.tv.
Bruce Dumont back in Chicago. Let's go to Spokane, Washington, where Mike is listening to us on KXLY. One of the oldest affiliates for this program. Go ahead, Mike.
It's Bruce, very much, home of the Cubs.
Hey, yes.
Recent emails on Hillary Clinton's contempt for the Catholic Church has become known. She would appoint Supreme Court justices to force issues in Catholic hospitals on abortion, same-sex weddings. So with Hillary Clinton, freedom of religion would be greatly diminished in America. And yes, I'm a practicing Catholic. And yes, her running mate is a Catholic who supports abortion and same-sex marriage.
I want to let Delmarie Cobb respond to that.
Who's a practicing Catholic.
Who's a practicing Catholic.
and so I disagree with that. I mean, one of the things that was said in the debate by Tim Kaine and Pence was that Tim Kaine said he is governed by his faith, but he does not let his faith govern. And I think that was the most important part of that debate in the vice presidential debate. It was the last 15 minutes when he talked about that. Because that's what's important. Your faith is what you believe. You do not impose your faith on everybody else. And that's what the Republicans want to do. Given that, since they always talk about the three things that they believe in is God, family, and country, and Donald Trump is the antithesis of all of that, and here's a man who calls it two True. Corinthians. So obviously he knows nothing about the Bible or church. So he is certainly not going to be the person that you're going to hold up as somebody who's going to protect religion.
I'm going to ask a follow-up. Why are so many evangelicals still with Donald Trump?
Because they've ceded the moral higher ground. Because what they want is Donald Trump. They want Donald Trump. They don't want the Democrats. They want, as he says, to make America great again, which means when white people, women, and minorities knew their place and white people had their place.
Jennifer, you agree? Go ahead.
With Hillary Clinton, she knows the Catholic Church strongly opposes abortion, same-sex marriage. She despises the Catholic Church.
Well, we don't know that. She has a difference of opinion, but thank you for your call. Doug in Knoxville, Tennessee, listening to us on WOKI. Nice to hear from Knoxville. Go ahead. Doug, are you there? Well, I guess it's not going to be nice to hear from Knoxville. How about Dave in Chicago listening to us on POTUS? Go ahead. You're on the air, Dave.
I am very here. How are you all today?
Okay.
Good, good. All right. I am voting for Hillary. I'm probably voting against Trump more than I'm voting for Hillary. But what I want to get to is, like, all the allegations this week, and obviously they're helping the candidate that I am supporting, but I honestly don't think we're going to get into any, like, nuanced discussion about power and sexual harassment in the workplace, which happens. And most of the perpetrators are people who are a lot more smooth and subtle and have a little bit more suavity than Trump does. And if Trump goes down, I'm afraid a lot of people are going to think, oh, okay, we got rid of this one bully, so I guess this really isn't that big an issue. But I assure you, it is a big issue, and I'm sure that a lot of the victims of said issue are not going to get a lot of comfort in the fact that Trump goes down.
No, but I think I would argue a little bit against that, Dave, only because if Donald Trump loses and Hillary Clinton becomes the president of the United States, I think you're going to see a very strong ongoing denunciation of that conduct. You're going to have a woman as the president of the United States. There will be support both from Democrats and Republicans in the Senate and House. I don't think there's anybody that's going to stand up and fight a clearer definition of sexual harassment. And so I would say that there is a difference. I think if you want that to happen, then I think Hillary Clinton is, as you have correctly identified, that's the person you want to be president.
I hope you're right. I just don't see a lot of long-term improvement in this category.
Okay.
But I'd love to be proven wrong.
Okay, thank you for your call. Let's spend a moment talking about the grand old party. You don't think the grand old party is that grand at the moment, Jennifer?
No, you know, 2 weeks ago I was on the show, and I was a committeeman out of the Aurora Township Republican Central Committee, and I was still a member of the Republican Party. I am neither of those tonight. I have resigned my position, my elected position, which was, it took a lot of slings and arrows for that, and I am no longer officially Republican. You know, this has been brewing for about 8 years since we have a so-called opposition party that hasn't done a thing, really, of any substance to oppose Obama. In fact, they've given him almost everything that he wanted and more. So that frustration was brewing. But, you know, Trump is really the catalyst for this. You know, Hillary Clinton was billed by Republicans for years as about the worst nominee. Please, let's not have her. You know, we have to fear a Hillary Clinton presidency. And that was what the drumbeat was all during the primary by all of the people up on that stage. And then Donald Trump emerges as the victor. And then all of a sudden, it's switching. And the Republican leadership, and I put that in air quotes, is coming out against Donald Trump. And suddenly, Hillary Clinton just isn't that bad. And so you have to ask yourself, what happened? Did Hillary become all of a sudden more palatable to them because their policies changed, or is it just because they don't want what Donald Trump represents? And I would tell you that it is because this is indeed a uniparty going on. Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, and company, John McCain, the list can go on and on, are more interested in keeping their power, keeping their positions, and as the opposition party, they don't have to do a single thing, and they can reap all the benefits, financial and otherwise, and the rest of us are screwed, and that's what's been going on.
What about Mr. Republican?
So I don't disagree with any of Jennifer's diagnosis of the problem. She's right. I think Republicans have screwed up. They really have, and
so is it good to blow up the party in the wake of this election? Whether Donald Trump wins or loses, the Republican Party, as we know it, is pretty much debunked.
To say that that someone has a problem with Trump doesn't mean you support Hillary Clinton. I'm just worried about what will the Republican Party become if this guy is our leader. Hold on. A third world banana republic kind of strongman.
Whoa.
That's what this guy is. He's like a Manuel Noriega or a Hugo Chavez, and That may be an inappropriate comparison.
It is entirely inappropriate.
But he's too stupid to be like Noriega or Chavez.
That's you know what, Chris? It's hard to have a dialogue with you when you're going to throw it at
and so here's what I think is
the
most important
thing. The criticism of Trump has always been about name-calling. It's really wrong to do that.
The most important thing is to keep the House and the Senate. Donald Trump's not making that easy.
No.
He's not making that easy right now.
What about Jennifer? Go ahead.
Chris, you're not getting it.
And stop the Hillary agenda.
Jennifer.
Chris, you're not getting this picture at all. It is not no longer to millions of us. You know, 14 million of us voted for Donald Trump, and we're being spit in the face.
More people.
Excuse me. I'm talking right now, Chris. Please let me finish. The fact is that our betters have decided that the choice that we made is not the appropriate choice because of some kind of body talk that he had 11 years ago, which is just an excuse because they've been against him from almost the beginning, okay? And it is not fair to say that if we had the House and if we had the Senate, that's what we need to have. We've had it for almost eight years, and they have done nothing for us. Omnibus, the extension of funding for Planned Parenthood, the judges on the Supreme Court, Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, they have done nothing for us. So to say, as they're telling us now, and they're telling me this as a local committeeman, we've got to protect the down-ballot races.
You've got to protect
those. Why would I need to protect those when they don't do a damn thing when they get in?
That's a good answer. That's a good question.
Look, if we keep the House and the Senate, we have still got a huge problem with a huge segment of voters who are disaffected, who may not be with us in 2 years. So the Republican Party has got to figure that out. And if they don't, we will be a minority party.
The time for the Republican Party to figure it out was when our nominee won that primary. That is when they should have figured it out. Either get on the bus or get off the bus. There's a binary choice.
Question. Could there be any scenario for you that Trump would lose and it wouldn't be his fault? Is there any scenario? Because according to you, it's the media, it's the Mexicans, it's the terrorists.
Excuse me, did I mention
it's
Mexicans?
It's all these monoliths.
Mexicans?
Those are the villains that Trump is pointing
incorrect
to about
again.
American demise.
No.
He's pointing to all these outside threats.
Discussion if you're not going to take it from an honest place. He did not say Mexicans were the problem.
You know, the Hillary
Chris, this
people
is the
complain
problem.
About
Ray.
Trump being
what about
so
the judge?
Negative.
Ray.
They say so many things about his language, and all I've heard tonight are negative things, attacks, personal name-calling against Trump.
Trump's own words,
Ray. You use so many ugly words
about
him.
Trump's own words.
No, those weren't his own words. You're attacking him personally, and then you sit here and you scream about how terrible this election is because it's so below the gutter. I mean, that's the hypocrisy that I hear, and it bothers me. What I see happening is the Republican Party really getting taken to task. And I see a whole new party forming.
Right.
And he may not be the president 4 years from now, but what I do see that's very important is we're going to see a change. I don't care about Jeb Bush. I don't care about Marco Rubio. I don't care about Ted Cruz. These are people that I personally did not like. And I'm glad they're going
to
be out. If he
wins,
they're gone.
Sounds like you never
were
part of the movement.
I'm a Reagan Democrat and have always been a Reagan Democrat since the 70s. It's always been
there. And that speaks to Trump's appeal, by the way. That he can garner support from a bunch of different arenas, which is what the GOP said they always wanted, right? Big tent, get the disaffected white vote, try to increase the black turnout, which according to Rasmussen, he's done. And so Trump has done that, and what do? Get out of here, your voters are morons, we don't need you. And that is a huge, huge problem for them.
You cannot win an election. First of all, when you're pulling out of states. I don't think any kind of Trump supporter wants to talk about standards and decency. Let's just see that. This guy's running a race to lose.
And the Democrat Party is now the Puritan Party,
back
folks.
Shortly from Chicago, I'm Bruce Dumont.
If you look hard enough, go off the beaten track far enough, you'll find an America teeming with the unusual, the odd, the downright strange.
I'm Will Klinger, and I'm your guide on a package tour we like to call
Wild Travels.
Join me for a new season of Wild Travels, Sundays at 10:30 p.m. on WTTW Channel 11.
The The Museum of Broadcast Communications is Chicago's perfect place for senior citizens. Enjoy a stroll down memory lane. Reminisce as museum artifacts, photos, and classic TV shows trigger recollections from your childhood. Enjoy the TLC you'll receive from our expert tour guides. Discounts for groups of 20 or more. Schedule yours right now at museum.tv or call 312-245-8200. Plan your fun trip now at the Museum of Broadcast Communications.
Bruce Dumont back in Chicago. A reminder that on Sunday, November 6th, we will be doing this program, radio and television, live from Carthage College in Kenosha, Wisconsin. That's Sunday, November 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. Central Time. If you would like to be in the audience, you have to RSVP and send your name in. RSVP at Carthage, Carthage.edu, RSVP at Carthage.edu. It will be the last show before campaign 2016, and we hope that you can join us. Earlier in the broadcast, we were talking about all of the stories back and forth between accusers of Donald Trump this past week, and boy, it really got under the skin of First Lady Michelle Obama, and she took to the stage a couple of days ago and really let him have it. Let's take a listen.
Thinking about this, it has shaken me to my core in a way that I couldn't have predicted. So while I'd love nothing more than to pretend like this isn't happening and to come out here and do my normal campaign speech, it would be dishonest and disingenuous to me to just move on to the next thing like this was all just a bad dream. This is not something that we can ignore. It's not something we can just sweep under the rug as just another disturbing footnote in a sad election season.
Reaction, Jennifer, when you heard that. First Lady fired up.
Well, I mean, it's not a surprise that she's fired up. I don't know how else she would act. I mean, she's giving credence to what are rumors. And she's talking about what Donald Trump has, his accusers are saying, and his demeanor and his anti-women, stances that she says that he has. And it's not surprising to me at all. Of course,
Ray,
she's going to
do reaction?
That.
Listen, I admire Michelle Obama a lot, and I think she's a powerful voice in this election. But I don't think that her message – I was moved by it because I thought, wow, whoever wrote this, yeah, either she did or somebody, maybe Dell did, I don't know. It was powerful, but I don't think that's what's going to swing this election. I think that what you just showed feeds into a debate and discussion that has everybody reticent. They're already divided. She's not going to change anybody's mind on one side. She's not going to be changing
anybody
else's.
Will she help black turnout? Del Marie, what's your reaction?
I
think it was for women. It wasn't necessarily for black women. It was for women,
right.
Period.
Sure.
And it was about, and I think it was a good conversation. I was glad she brought it up because there is a generation gap in understanding objectification and being treated. You've got a group of young people who think the less clothes they wear, the more attractive they are to men. And when you have gone through getting yourself an education and you are ambitious, you want to be considered for those things and not because you're a woman.
If that is the case, and I think the First Lady is right in making that comment, and I think she's right also in talking about really the sleaziness of Donald Trump's comments that were on the bus, which is what she was referring to, and then the women coming out making accusations. But I guess I would, where I'm a little bit sort of flummoxed on this, is that Michelle and the president have invited Beyonce, they've invited Jay-Z, they've invited numerous other rap stars to be at the White House, and some of the lyrics that are in their songs we could not utter on even on cable television. And by the way, some of the things that are said in those songs, and I'm sure you've heard them if not read the lyrics, they are far worse than anything that Donald Trump ever said on a bus to Billy Bush. Well, and yet they're invited to the White House,
right.
They're being held up as stars for their daughters.
Right.
And it seems to me that it was a little bit of crocodile tears when she went out and made a very impassioned plea, which, of course, all the media picked up on. They just thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread, because no one asks the question, Well, what has she done and what has the president done in elevating people who speak ill of women with violence and sexual matters? They invite them to the White House.
Well, actually, my first thought when I heard Donald Trump was that he sounded just like a rapper. Many of the rappers who are going around talking about bitches and hoes. So he sounded just that way. Right. And I didn't see any difference in his language.
But what happens when they go to the White House, Adele?
Well, I'm not going to say I cannot defend who they are friends with. They have a reason that they're friends with them. And so I don't know the reason. Because I mean, quite frankly, I have some of the same concerns as you do in terms of the message that is being sent to young women, period.
It's called a big, gigantic double standard. And all of a sudden, we've got pearl-clutching Democrats. It's the Puritan Party. It's the children. Cover their ears. The children wouldn't be hearing about the things Donald Trump said years ago if the Democrats weren't trumpeting it from the rooftops every 5 seconds. So I find it really disingenuous. And it's just really funny coming out. I'm so glad you brought it up, Bruce, about the trumpeting of these rap stars and the degradation of our culture, and all of a sudden we're talking about foul language as if it's the worst thing that could come down the pike, and we have to hide and protect the children, and oh no, it's going to be the worst thing ever if Donald Trump gets in because of his words. It's really, I'm amazed.
Well, the hypocrisy is on both sides. The hypocrisy is on both sides, because the example you just gave is hypocritical, and the example of the moral right, who is saying the evangelicals, as you said earlier, who are supporting Donald Trump no matter what,
right.
The hypocrisy on that is equal. So it's equal hypocrisy. It's not just on the Democrats.
No, that's a good point. Chris, I want to get your weigh in on this.
Well, Michelle Obama has kind of carved out this role that began at the DNC of kind of being this moral conscious, here's the people. I think she makes some good points. It's partisan.
Should she be challenged on this particular point?
Sure.
This hypocrisy?
Yes. You've
and
got
no
a great
one,
point.
No one
you've
in the national media is ever going to make that point. No one will ever make that point.
Here's the
I
point.
Will probably get a lot of you know what because of just saying this.
Probably, but you know what? Donald Trump can't get out of his own way.
I agree.
And you know what? This is a guy, after she does that speech, mm-hmm. he will keep this in the news cycle himself. Mm-hmm. That's your big problem.
This guy is not going to argue with that. He does not want to win.
I think in fairness, he doesn't want to win.
I think in fairness, that is a legitimate criticism
Huge
of Donald
problem.
Trump. He
Ray.
Should have been
Ray.
Able to Ray. Make the argument that Bruce Dumont just made.
Mm-hmm.
When she got up and said what she said,
right.
okay.
if he had
so
been
Ray.
On the ball, he should have had a press
Ray,
conference.
Let me ask you a question
said
about that.
Said that, but he didn't
it's,
say
it's
it.
A great point.
Bring out the lyrics.
It's a great point, and it's very
but
nuanced.
But it doesn't change
but
the
let
issues.
Let me ask you, why
it doesn't make Hillary better.
Donald time. Trump, why can't Donald Trump do what Bruce just said.
He's
Why can't he do
he's
that?
He's not a seasoned politician. He gets up there on celebrity TV
Neither
and he's
right.
Well,
you know what?
You've been around.
Maybe.
We've been around politics.
Let's get someone who can 40. Win. Get this 40. Guy out of here.
I don't want a politician. I don't want an insider. I want somebody from the outside.
It sounds
One
like
time
you can
for 4 years.
Folks, we're going to take some more. Rich in Salinas, California, listening to us on KION. Nice to hear from Salinas, California, Rich.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Very good. That's where I served my country, at Fort Ord.
I missed you last week because we were preempted by football out here. So
okay.
I don't know what happened in last week's program. I'm
terrific.
Voting for Trump, and I'm voting for him for one reason to start with. He's not a politician. All the politicians we put in that were Republicans, we gave them the House and then the Senate, and they did nothing to do any of the things we wanted them to do.
Bingo.
And that's why we're talking Trump. Number two, anyone on stage running against Trump could have said the same things Trump said, and you would have had a professional politician fighting with Trump over the same things. But nobody said anything. Only Trump brought all these things up. And that's why the people out here are frustrated with politicians in general and what they've done. Nothing. The Congress has handed over the purse to Barack Obama to run the country. They're not doing their job either. And all these elitists, they're not really rhinos anymore. I don't even call them rhinos. They're rats. They're Republicans
right.
as traitors. That's what they are. They're turning against their own, and they're eating their own, and they don't want Trump in there because their whole apple cart's going to get overturned, and their little chance of making money and all these little schemes they got going, they all leave the Congress rich, aren't going to be there for them. We're gonna find out what the truth is, because finger people, but pointier mm-hmm. people are gonna start pointing fingers at each other when this all starts to crumble around them. So I think Trump's gonna win in a landslide. By the way, I don't think all these polls are even close to being correct.
Okay, Chris, you probably can't hear him through the radio, but he's shaking his head no as you speak. So speak to Rich.
You're not gonna like this, but Trump is a false vessel. I'm sorry. Your anger's palpable. I feel it. I know what you're saying.
You don't know the half of it.
If you're putting your stock in a guy who only cares about himself, who's been on both sides of every single issue in this campaign, how could you buy into that? I don't believe
Chris,
this
why
guy.
Are you talking to me? Chris, why are you talking to me when Rich is explaining his viewpoint?
I'm not understanding
it.
That's misplaced anger. Trump is not going to do it. He's a false
vessel.
Okay,
we're going to move on. That's Doug, are you in Knoxville, Tennessee, WOKI? Doug, are you there?
Yeah, I was wondering what your panel's reaction was to the allegations or WikiLeaks concerning Hillary's private email server and the president, who said famously said that he found out about the private email server through the news. And I understand that the WikiLeaks shows that he not only knew about the private email server, but used a pseudonym and communicated with the Secretary of State over the private email server, and that then Hillary's aides discussed what to do with Obama's emails.
Okay. We'll let you handle that one, Delmarie.
Well, what I've said all along is that everybody knew about her private email server. She wasn't using a government email address. She was using a personal.
The president, however, said he didn't know. He didn't know until it all hit the
I don't know about that.
Yes, he did.
Well, that's what he said.
That's what he said.
When the story first came out, that's
saying,
what he said.
No, I understand what he said. I'm saying I have not seen the WikiLeaks, so I cannot speak to that.
We got to pause. Back Charlie from Chicago.
The beauty of Amlink's interior landscape is that we can come in, work with your budget, and create a fit that makes sense for your facility at that time. Our goal is to create foliage designs that not only look incredible the day we put them in, but you can go back 2 years later and it is still maintained and has grown as a perfect fit for that customer's environment.
Call Amlinks now at 888-880-TREE.
A historic moment from the archives at museum.tv.
There can be no stable and enduring peace without the participation of the People's Republic of China and its 750 million people. That is why I have undertaken initiatives in several areas to open the door for more normal relations between our two countries.
Experience more history at museum.tv.
Thank you. Bruce Dumont back, and let's go to Youngstown, Ohio. Lewis is listening to us tonight on WKBN. Go ahead, Lewis.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
We can. You sound great.
Oh, thank you, Bruce. Good show tonight.
Thank you.
You know, I listened to Trump's speech in West Palm Beach the other, I think it was on the 11th he gave that speech. And he brought up a lot of vocabulary in terms like the globalist and, you know, the global establishment and things like that. And I want to say, and I want everybody listening to me, everybody listening on the radio show tonight to listen very carefully, that the globalist and the global establishment are the Jews, and you're nothing but their lackey, Bruce. You're their goy puppy.
Lewis, you got through the screener. Shame on you. You're going to hell for your comments. You wanted to talk more about what's going on with the story that was on NBC Friday. Cynthia mm-hmm. McFadden did the story. It was about U.S. cyber warfare and whether or not we were on the verge of launching an attack, a retaliatory attack, against Russia for their involvement in releasing all of the leaks that have come out. Not WikiLeaks, it's two separate things.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, it was a big, big story. And then Joe Biden was on television today suggesting that we're about to launch some huge attack against the Soviet Union.
Yeah, and
Russia,
there's several things going on there that ping my attention. You have who forecast that they're going to do a cyber attack is what's really, you have to scratch your head and say, why would you do that? But I think the bigger thing, too, is you look at this and you say, we have had so many things happen. The Iranians captured 10 of our sailors, kept them when they weren't supposed to illegally. We had our ambassador killed and 3 other people killed. No retribution there. There's been no retribution for some pretty terrible acts. And all of a sudden, there's a suspicion that there's some Russian hacking going on and they're interfering with our elections, which is what they
confirmed.
Put up. Excuse me. There's a suspicion that they don't know that WikiLeaks are coming from the Russians. They don't know that. Let's say for a second they did hack. The hacks are theirs. Doesn't mean that WikiLeaks, also they're not denying that what's in the WikiLeaks is true. They're just saying, oh, it came from the Russians. But let's say it is, Chris, it came from the Russians. We're willing to engage or saber rattle with the Russians over hackers, but we're not willing to have the same retribution against Syria, which they said they were going to do, and against the Iranians for actual murders. We're not willing to do that, but all of a sudden, oh no, we've got to retaliate against Putin. I find that very, very strange.
It's a lot easier to do that because there's no boots on the ground. And that's what no politician wants to talk about boots on the ground. You were making a point.
Well, I mean,
by the way, when Joe Biden was asked by Chuck Todd today, are they talking about a cyber attack by the United States against Russia? He said, "Are they going to even know about it?" And Joe Biden pauses and says, "I hope not."
You could have a reasoned disagreement with the Syria policy or the Libya policy. You can't, but then still be suspicious of Russia, distrustful, and have a problem with what looks like they're trying to influence the election. Two Fridays ago, it came out, the White House confirmed it is Russia. Now, if you don't want to believe it, that's fine.
The White House confirmed. I trust the White House, Chris.
They're so objective.
Yes,
you know,
and
right?
The media, too. CNN told them.
I've got a better idea. Why don't we debate the existence of Santa Claus? I think that would be a much more productive conversation.
I know you'll feel comfortable doing that, but we can let that one
because,
go.
I mean, like, you're inventing your own reality.
Don't you understand that there are millions of people out there that when you say the government says this,
right,
they completely disagree
you're
with
you. You're helping us.
I appreciate it. Not
that it's always wrong, but when they say, you know, the Justice Department investigated this and they found no reason to pursue it. The FBI looked at this, but they found no reason to pursue it. You know, I mean,
I understand.
By the way, the Justice Department talked to the State Department, and the State Department was trying to change the classification on some of the email so that there can be an investigation. When you talk about, I'm having a coughing attack. When the government knocks on your door, most people don't want to answer the door.
Look, I get that. I going right back to Waco. Ruby Ridge, I get that. I get there's an intense distrust from government. I am one of those people that distrust what government power can do. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, who are we to trust?
Let me ask you a question, Chris.
Understand Obama is a partisan. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But when the United States government comes out and says, this guy, this dictator over in Russia who kills his political opponents and journalists, they're trying to muck up our race. They're trying to create mischief. Are you saying, well, Obama said it, so I don't agree with it?
How are they trying? Let's say they are, and all the hacks are from them, and WikiLeaks are from them. How is that mucking up our election by revealing the truth?
Well, so let me ask you a question. Why aren't the hacks happening on the Trump campaign? Why just the Hillary campaign?
They're not there.
He didn't have an unsecure server, Chris.
Emails are not there. The hacks are happening right on TV in our media.
Chris, he's not Secretary of State.
Are you telling me there's no damaging emails in the Trump campaign?
Not as a politician, Chris.
That's what we're talking about.
Go ahead, Del Mayor.
We're talking about the WikiLeaks.
Now, we got to be clear. Are we talking about Russian leaks or WikiLeaks? Because they aren't necessarily the same. Here is one answer to your question. I'm not saying it is the answer, but it's one answer. Maybe the Trump organization and all of their casinos and all of their hotels, maybe they just have a superior security system.
Wouldn't be hard.
The United States government, which lost personnel records from the personnel department.
Right now, we're having a hypothetical conversation. You said that they were announcing this all public. Really? I mean, are they really going to attack the Russians know. This is all for voter consumption. They're saying all this to influence votes. This isn't about Russia planning to attack us or us planning a nuclear war, but they do want to put in that old fear of God that they did when Goldwater was running. Yeah. And that image of that bomb exploding, that really did swing an election back then. And I think that's what they were using.
Mm-hmm. All right. We are out of time. I want to thank Del Marie Cobb. Thank you very much. Chris Varonis, thank you very much. Ray Hanania, Jennifer Nivens, we thank you very much. This program is a Jenny B production produced in association with WCGO and AM 560 The Answer. And our thanks to Fritz Goldman and Colin Bobbitt for their assistance in the production of this program. Until next Sunday night, this is Bruce Dumont. Good night from Chicago.